Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. It is Friday. It is the 18th of April, and it is Good Friday. So for everybody that wanted a Good Friday and go to church and say their prayers, that was a good thing. My priest called me and told me, he said, make sure you get to the Catholic Mass today. You got a lot of Good Fridays you got to repent for. Oh, man, he's crazy. I told Father John I'll see him later. Hey, did you know there was a medicine called Father John? Oh, man. Anyway, if you'd like to email me, you can at McClureDonS@yahoo.com, or you could send it to my business email, which is DonSMcClure@dsmpublications.net. So that way you can be able to reach me. And, of course, my books are sold on my website at www.dsmpublications.net. And you can find all my wonderful books, especially my newest book called Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. We've got an exciting, exciting, exciting show for you tonight. But before we get to our show and our favorite word for tonight is going to be, let me look at my board. That is too funny. Anyway, we're talking about the word called extraordinary faith. And that's, I like that. I like that term. Actually, I created it, so I guess it would be good to talk about that. But we're going to be talking about extraordinary faith and what it possesses, the ability to master your native element. We're going to have some great artists on the show tonight. We're featuring Peter White, Mariah Carey, Amaryllis Santiago, Beyonce, India, George Benson, and just a whole bunch of great people, actually. We got some really good things going on. So before we get to that, I always have to send some shouts out. And I want to send a shout out to Christina Creasy. Happy birthday, Christina. She's turning 20. I definitely want to send a shout-out to Tony Gilchrist-Brittenham in Memphis, Tennessee. And Tony's a good friend of mine. Happy birthday in Memphis. And I want to send a shout-out to my sister, says this is her special niece, Carla Walk. So we got to send a special shout-out to a relative, Carla, and that's a good thing. Then I want to send a special, special shout-out to my friend in New Orleans, Wendy Gummis Howard. I sure hope I said her name right. It's G-U-M-A-S. And I wanted to send that shout out just because. And because it's Good Friday. And I want to send a shout out to all my fans and supporters. You guys are great. So again, we're up to 13,482. And when we end the show tonight, we'll probably be at 13,500. But you know it's birthdays, right? So I like to go out and I buy birthday cards. And I found this one card that I really like that I gave to somebody very special. And the card says, could you be any cuter, C-U-T-E-R, with a big question mark in it. And then it said no. It didn't think I could be any cuter than what I already was. Then there is cute. Then there is cute. Then there is cute. Oh, I am in awe of your cuteness. Oh, and I like that. Matter of fact, I recorded what they said, and I think I'm going to play that real quick before we get out of here to do something else on the show. But I always buy these talking cards, and I just fell in love with this card. I guess because I am cute. Oh, now they're just in awe of my cuteness, and I am cute. But you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. My call-in number is 347-633-9376 if you'd like to dial me. But most of you send me emails, and that's going to be a great thing to get so I can read them on my show and post them on Facebook. We're going to play a track. We are going Latin tonight, Latin sound, acoustic guitars, and actually, this track that I'm going to play, all of you owe my maid for actually having me play this track. We went out on her birthday on Thursday. So happy birthday to my maid. And she took me to this Latin club that's on Chicago Avenue and LaSalle Street in Chicago. And this is the first time that I got a chance to hear the track by Pepe, Citrello, and India. And it's a dance track. And I mean, we danced and danced and danced. She had on this little mini skirt. I mean, she looked good, too. Guys were going crazy, asking me could they dance with her, and I said no. But anyway, I want you to hit this track, get your dancing shoes on, because after this track, when we come back, we're going to talk about extraordinary faith. But I want you to dance on this track, and if you haven't gone out, you need to grab your cousin, whoever's in your house, call your girlfriends up, say you're going out. This is a track that you could play stepping. It's a salsa. And I know some of you are learning how to salsa. So, hey, let's get into this track by India and Pepe. He's a DJ in Italy. So it shows you they be partying over there. This is the USA remix. Now you're talking about a heck of a way to start my show. Whew, I remember when we went out on Thursday, I had so much sweat on me, man. My head was shining. I was like, man. Now, that was done in 2011. India released a new house track, and it's pronounced Taka Lakateo. I guess that's what it is, T-A-C-A-L-C-A-T-E-O. And she worked on this with the Italian DJ, Pepe, and it came in on Billboard's charts number 13 in the dance tracks. And I can see why. You know what? We're always talking about being diverse. And when you go out sometimes, you don't always want to play the same thing. I love going to different types of clubs, eating different types of music, and really just enjoying myself. And somebody sent me an email and said, why do you and your maid go out all the time? And I said, that's because she's a good maid. I mean, good, she's good, and she's cute. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and our featured artist tonight is India. And, man, we got some tracks to play by her and some other people that you're really going to enjoy. But we're also going to talk about extraordinary faith and what it helps you to possess, to have the strength against all odds. Now, I want you to think about that. Extraordinary faith is beyond regular faith. I mean, you've got to dig deep into your soul to have extraordinary faith. And it does not take anyone to tell you about your level of extraordinary faith and when you're going to have it. You have to know it for yourself and realize it and what it means to you. It is faith beyond measure, beyond imagination of what others tell you, how far you can believe, how far you can achieve. And again, it will help you go against all the odds. And we're going to talk about some movies that actually talk about that. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to look at some other things. And we're going to try to get our audience on track. I am so proud to have over 13,000 listeners. And starting in July, we're going to be doing some promos on Clear Channel, which is a huge station. And they're telling me that I can have access to over 245 million listeners on their network. Man, you think I'm cute now. That will be a Don McClure takeover. You talk about against all odds. That's got to be something else. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and believe you me, I am so hyped up tonight with playing some of this music. I mean, we're going to go, like I said, Latin sound, Latin instruments, recording artists, and I mean, we're just going to have a really, really good time, and we're going to get you to reach inside of yourself and start to deal with your extraordinary faith and what that means to you. We're going to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, we're going to talk more about that, and we're going to get into some more tracks. But first, we want to play something for women because we want you to definitely think about your heart, and checking your heart and taking care of yourself is the greatest thing you can do, because we want you to be around for a while.
Hey, it's Niecy Nash, taking a break from my new TV Land sitcom, The Soul Man, to talk to all you moms out there. My character Lolly is a mom too, and she's pretty fierce when it comes to protecting her family. But all moms need to remember to take care of themselves too, especially when it comes to heart disease. It's the number one killer of women, but you can reduce your risk through healthy diet and exercise. So spread the word and take care of yourself. Find out more at GoRedForWomen.org.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued.
Nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way.
Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And that's a special message. That's our PSA. And definitely, seriously, I want you to check your heart because I want you to be around like me for 800 years. And I just told somebody the other day, I think I want to have a baby. They said, you got to be losing your mind. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we're going Latin tonight. And my producer says, man, I'm going to put you in a straitjacket. Get out of here. He says he loves my show. And he asked me to play that track that we just played at the end of the show. And I told him I'll see what I can do. You know, it comes a time where I want you to really think about the things that affect your life. And I'm always looking for information on what people do and say and how they deal with different things. Well, again, I think that the most important person in your life has to be you. Because if you take care of you, everything else will fall into place. And I really do believe that. So I think it's important for you to look at where you're going, what you're doing, how you're trying to do it. And you always hear people talk about faith. You always hear them talking about how much faith you should have and their relationship with God and what your relationship should be. But actually, a lot of that is your own relationship. You have to gauge that. And the reason why I say that, there's a movie that I want everybody to try to get if you have not seen it. And the movie is called The Cinderella Man. Now, it's about a boxer, and its last name is Braddock. And he loves his family, loves his wife. I mean, everything about him is just really great. Well, it's one of those triumphant sports movies, and it's starring my main man, Russell Crowe. Now, he's playing the part of a Depression era, and I know most of you don't know nothing about the Depression, but he's a heavyweight champ. His name is Jim Braddock, and this is a true story. And the girl that plays the role in it, she's a phenomenal woman who has extraordinary faith in her man and her family, Renee Zellweger, Zellweger. And I really want you to go out this weekend and get Cinderella Man on, if you can find it on Redbox, Amazon, Xfinity, Infinity, forever and ever, wherever you go to get your movies. But it's a great film, and his wife is very dedicated to him. Even when they run out of things and the Depression takes their money, I remember seeing one of the scenes where she took some milk and put it in a jar with some water and gave it to her children because they didn't have a lot of milk. But she mixed it up and told them, man, this cow is running from the sink, and let's get some of this. And she encouraged her kids to hang on. And I think you really need to see that. It's supported by Paul Giamatti, and he's really good. He's Braddock's manager. You've seen him in a lot of films. There's Bruce McGill, and I love Bruce McGill in this movie. But the funny part about it, the film is directed by Ron Howard. Now, we all know Ron Howard from Mayberry, the little boy that grew up with Andy. Well, he's become a great, super great, super, super great film producer and director, and he's always taking real-life films. So I want you to see this, and it's co-written by Avica Goldsman, who both worked with Crowe on the Oscar-winning Best Picture, A Beautiful Mind. And that's something we're going to talk about, because we're talking about people being depressed and suffering from diseases that we need to pay attention to. And again, when you have these kind of things going on in your life, you have to have some extraordinary faith in self, which is what Russell Crowe displayed in the movie called A Beautiful Mind. They wanted to keep giving him these tests and keep working on him, and he knew he was suffering from depression. He knew he was schizophrenic, but fighting his bipolar disease, he took it upon himself to say, you know what, I'm going to get better for my child and for my wife. And that's what we're talking about, extraordinary faith. You've got to reach inside of yourself no matter what anybody says to you. You got to believe that you can reach down deep inside and get that extraordinary faith and achieve what it is you want to do. And even if you don't make it to the end of the road, if you give it your all in all and you reach down, like when we see movies like The Titanic and we see these other movies where people are stranded, like the movie with my main man in it. I mean, he's on an island, Tom Hanks, and he has to reach down inside himself and have some extraordinary faith that he will not die on this island. So I want all of you to think about that as we talk about the artists that we're looking at. And we're getting into some more things. And we're, like I said, we're crossing over. Now, we all know Beyonce. I don't think there's a person on this earth who doesn't know who Beyonce Knowles is. But the thing that's amazing is she did a track, and she recorded it in Spanish, and it's called Beautiful Liar. Now, we heard the American version of that, but I also was riding in my car one day some time ago, and I heard this track come on, and I said, I'd like that because I like all kinds of music. So we're going to play Beyonce doing Beautiful Liar, and you all know the words because you know them in English, but we're going to play it in Spanish. And my producer just put up a sign to her, are you a beautiful liar? I said, no, I'm a cute liar. I'm a cutie. Oh, man, get out of here. Anyway, let's get to the show, and let's play Beyonce, A Beautiful Liar, in Spanish.
Lo ves, es un juego.
Yo conozco cosas de que tú no quieres saber.
Sabes decir lo que quieres oír. Un mero embustero.
Todo por hacernos camita lo vamos a ver.
A mí también. Siempre quiere verme sola. Hay que caer en su trampa.
Where my producer is with the studio. I mean, man, I like that song. That was really great. You know what? Again, we always talk about artists crossing over. And, of course, from my understanding, after reading some of the reviews, her Spanish debut didn't do as well as some of the other albums, but it was still good. I think that track or some of the tracks on there only reached like 57,000 copies, which is not a lot for Beyonce. But, again, who knows why people buy music anyway? But my thing is having extraordinary faith to even go out and say, you know what, I'm going to record a track in Spanish. So for a lot of the recording artists that's out there, just like the Spanish artists, sometimes they'll do a track in English. And from my understanding, even India, she did, let me see if we could find it on here. I think they're saying that she did an actual salute to Michael Jackson. So that was something else. In 2012, India recorded as part of Unity, the Latin tribute to Michael Jackson, a project produced and arranged by Tony Succar, I think that's Succar, in which India rendered her voice for one of the songs among other all-star Latin artists such as Tito Naves, N-I-E-V-E-S, and Kevin Sabello. Man, I'll sure cut up them names. I got to take a Spanish class. But that just goes to show you how people are working together, trying to do different things. And, again, we're talking about extraordinary faith. I want you sometimes to sit back and think about what you went through in life and what was a moment that you felt you really needed to have extraordinary faith. I remember some time ago, we were in a club, and yes, I go clubbing a lot, and this was a while ago when 123rd Street was really popular. And we used to hang at this club owned by a gentleman that had one leg. His name was William Peppers. And so we went in there and used to dance all the time, and I mean, we were very popular. So I saw this very attractive young lady sitting in the corner with her girlfriends, and when the music came on, everybody got up from the table except her, and they went and started dancing. Well, this young lady had some extraordinary faith that she was going to be able to enjoy her evening just like everybody else. Now, the issue was I saw her, and I went up there and asked her to dance, and at first she says, well, I really can't dance. And I said, well, everybody can dance. And so she said, are you sure you really want to dance with me? I said, yeah, I'm going to ask you for a dance, and let's dance. So when she got ready to get up, she pointed to her crutches. And so I looked at that, and they had the little arm cups on them. So she said, now, you still want to dance? And I said, heck to the yeah. She was pretty as heck, too. Anyway, I said, well, I can put the crutches, you could hang on to me, and we could just dance. So we kind of went out to the dance floor and took our time and stuff, and it was really a mesmerizing moment for me because it showed me a person that had extraordinary faith that even though she was dealing with adversity, even though she was dealing with something that was crippling her, she didn't let that bother her. And she came out just like everybody else to have a good time. So I want you to think about a moment in your life when you had to reach inside yourself and have extraordinary faith that you were either going to turn it around or you were going to leave up out of it, or you were going to make your finances better. But there comes a moment where you have to have more than regular faith, and you've got to reach deep down inside of you when everything looks dark and have extraordinary faith. We're going to play a track by George Benson. It's called I Just Want to Hang Around You, and that's a great song. I mean, truly great. And there's a version by India, who did the same song. But we're going to play the George Benson part first because you really will enjoy that. And George Benson's my guy. I like George Benson a lot. Matter of fact, like I said, I grew up listening to a lot of jazz. But let's listen to George Benson, I Just Want to Hang Around You. And when I was dancing with that girl, as pretty as she was, I wanted to hang around her. Oh, I think it's just too much tea in my cup today. It's just much, and it's a good Friday, so I'm having a good time. Let's listen to George Benson, and I Just Want to Hang Around You. To see. About that young lady, and we actually dated for quite a long time after we met at the club. And actually, I hate to tell you this, but she really could kiss too. I mean, woo! But anyway, you're listening to the Donnis McClure Show, and I've had some exciting events in my life. But I want you to think about, like I said, extraordinary faith. When it comes a time that you've got to go beyond, further than you've ever carried your faith before. You're in a situation that's kind of really extreme, and you say to yourself, I have got to turn this around. That's when you can reach for your extraordinary faith. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and it is Friday the 18th, and actually it's cold in Chicago, so we need to get some extraordinary faith and learn when this winter is going to be over with, because it's getting on my last nerve. But anyway, I'm enjoying my show. We're going to play a track by one of my favorite girls, Amaryllis Santiago, and the track is called Why. And you know what? When we play these tracks, they do relate to what we're talking about. I guess in the song, she had to have extraordinary faith to keep asking them why. Why you do the things you do. But again, sometimes when we're out there, you have to have extraordinary faith in something where you really dig down deep. I remember growing up, and my mother had extraordinary faith. My father had extraordinary faith that I was going to turn out to be somebody, and they were going to push me no matter what happened, no matter how much I had speech impediments, no matter what happened to me, and I drove them crazy. So they had to have some extraordinary faith to say, we're going to get him through this. Because we just got to do it. But I want you to think about that while you're playing these tracks. I want you to find a moment in your life, whether it's romance, finance, relative mance, whatever it is. Find out when you had to reach down deep and find your extraordinary faith. We're going to play this track by India, I Just Want to Hang Around You is the Spanish version of what George Benson just did. And then we're going to play the track by Amaryllis Santiago, because that's my girl. I got to play Why. So, matter of fact, I think I'll play that right now. And then I'll go to I Just Want to Hang Around You, because I just want to hang around my fans. I love them. I just want to. Okay, all right, all right.
Sabes que te quería. Porque me mentiste. Tell me why you can't be true, even though you know how much I love you, miss you.
Wish I could kiss you.
I gave all my heart to you. Gave you something that was true, not meant to. Feel what you put me through.
Santiago. And I'm going to tell you something. As beautiful as she is, if I was her guy, she was telling me why. And I'm and leaving me, I'd be crying on the doorstep. Please don't leave. I said, I'll do right. I'll do right. Man, I like that song. Why I Can't Be. Hey, she's telling him why. That must have took some extraordinary faith. To tell that guy, hey, look, I'm done with this nonsense, man. And I'd have been crying, oh, baby, 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 please, baby, please. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and I'm having a ball in the studio. My producer is laughing over there. He cracked tears in his eyes. We're going to play this track by India. And I mean, I really like my Latin Friday. This is like, man, this is a good one here. We're going to play I Just Want to Hang Around You. And when you really love somebody, you just want to hang around them. You don't even want to go to work. You don't want to go nowhere. You might say, where you going? Why? Why you want to leave to go to work? Oh, man, this is it's just too much tea, I'm telling you. Too much good tea. Let's play this track by India, I Just Want to Hang Around You. You heard the track by George Benson, and now you're going to hear India.
Que ya comprendí
Man, now you're talking about a track. That was done by the Latin songbird, I-N-D-I-A. And I think that's pronounced India or India. But however you pronounce it, you can look it up on Amazon. You can get it on CD Baby probably. But definitely get some of her work. I mean, this is Latin night, and this is just driving me completely crazy. We're going to break for a second and take you to England, where Peter White, who is one of the most fantastic guys that plays the guitar, and, I mean, I've always liked Peter White. He's born in Luton, L-U-T-O-N, England. White first gained fame with his distinctive guitar style as accompanist to Al Stewart. During a 20-year tenure with Stewart, he co-wrote many songs, including Stewart's 1978 top 10 hit, Time Passages. In the late 1980s, White accompanied Basin on a series of accompanied albums, acclaimed albums, top 10 albums. And, I mean, this man is really great. I can't say enough about him. Peter White is one of my favorite recording artists. He performs regularly, as many albums, window albums appearing as more or less permanent guests on different shows. I mean, he's done a heck of a lot. And from my understanding, while he was a little boy, he started playing on his guitar. He first learned his first chords on an acoustic guitar. Then he brought his first electric guitar in his early teens and studied the recordings of reigning guitar gods of the day, Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page. But his musical aspirations ultimately veered back in an acoustic direction. We have got to play something by my main man, Peter White. It's called Chasing the Dawn. And that's how I want you to feel when you're reaching down inside yourself to get this extraordinary faith to either walk away from a bad relationship or to make sure you get deeply involved and deal with the guy that you want to deal with, no matter what anybody says, your mother, your cousin, your uncle, your girlfriends. I don't know. You have to use your extraordinary abilities to reach out. We got 34 more minutes into the show. We're going to play Peter White, Chasing the Dawn. And when we come back, of course, we're going to play some more India, I-N-D-I-A. Thank you. And that was Peter White, who now lives in the United States, but he was born in London. And that's called Chasing the Dawn, and it had that acoustic guitar sound, which sounded Spanish to me. I mean, I really like that. Well, we're going to take a quick PSA. We've got 28 more minutes into the show. This time flies by. We're going to play a double PSA for citrus fruits, one in English and one in Spanish. And we're going to do it just like they do on your telephone. Press 1 for English and 2 for Spanish. Man, I am just keeping up with the times. So let's get these PSAs in, and then we come back. We're going to play a track by India.
It's impossible to imagine California without citrus. It's a part of our history and landscape. I'm Kevin Severns, a second-generation citrus grower. A plant disease called Wonglongbing, or HLB, has been detected in California. It's been called the death sentence for citrus and will kill the citrus trees in my groves, at my home, and in your yard, unless together we fight back. Here's what you can do. Inspect your trees monthly for signs of HLB or the Asian citrus psyllid, which is the insect that can spread the disease, and report suspicious findings to the California Department of Food and Agriculture. Allow agriculture officials to inspect your citrus trees for the pest and HLB, and do not move citrus plants or plant material off your property because you could unknowingly transport the pest or disease. Together, we can save California citrus. Learn how to identify HLB and the Asian citrus psyllid at californiacitrusthreat.org and call 1-800-491-1899 to report possible signs of the insect or disease.
Es imposible imaginarse a California sin los cítricos. Son parte de nuestra historia y panorama. Soy César Paredes del Departamento de Agricultura de California. Pero una enfermedad de plantas llamada Wonglongbing HLB ha sido detectada en California. La llaman sentencia de muerte para los cítricos y los matará en nuestros huertos, en mi casa y en su patio, a menos que juntemos nuestros esfuerzos. Esto es lo que puede hacer. Inspeccione sus árboles cada mes para indicios de HLB o del cílido asiático de los cítricos, plaga que puede diseminar la enfermedad. Reporte cualquier sospecha al Departamento de Alimentos y Agricultura de California y permita que inspeccionen sus cítricos. Y no retire las plantas cítricas y su material vegetal y su propiedad, porque sin querer podría transportar la plaga o la enfermedad. Juntos podemos salvar los cítricos de California. Averigüe cómo identificar el HLB o el cílido asiático de los cítricos en peligrancítricosencalifornia.org.
And we're back. And that was the Spanish version of the English PSA. So we played them both, and I think that's a good thing. In 2003, India released Latin Songbird, and I think it's My Alma Y Carranza. Now, again, you know my Spanish is bad, so don't criticize. The album's lead single, though, is called Seduce Me. I think it's S-E-D-U-C-E-M-E. Ooh. And she is beautiful, so of course she could seduce me. But it became a hit on the Latin charts and topped the U.S. billboards. Hot Latin tracks for several weeks. This romantic salsa hit single was India's first number one song. And I thought we'd play that. The song brought her a new fan base with many awards and nominations, including 2 Latin Grammy nominations for Best Salsa Album and Best Tropical Song in 2003, and her 3rd Grammy Award nomination. This girl is bad, and I'm just now learning about her, so I have to thank my maid for that. But I want you to listen to this track. This is so beautiful. I mean, I played this about a zillion and one times, and I did get a chance to see the video. So you know I watch my videos to 2 in the morning. And actually, my maid was here while I was watching it, and she said, oh, play it again, Mr. McClure. I said, it's time for you to go home. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, we're going to play this song, and I want you to listen to this. This is beautiful.
Oh, 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 oh
a beautiful song. And actually, when my maid was over, she did a karaoke to that. And she had on that little red dress. And she was just singing. I was like, oh, my God, seduce me. So, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. In 2007, India collaborated with Latin sensation Gloria Estefan in a duet. And in 2010, I mean, she just came out with a 9th album. So she was, like, really going over the European and Asian countries. And India mentioned to the Associated Press, I am reinventing myself, changing my physical image. India will return to become a Barbie. But more than that, I feel like a new woman because I have been blessed with many beautiful things. After many years, I have my family with me, and I am not separated from my mother, in which I suffered greatly. I have her in my life, and that brings inner peace that I haven't had in a long time. Man, that's deep, and that's what we're reading from the reviews. This young lady here is just phenomenal. So I can't get enough of her, and I'm sure you can't get enough of her, and I'm sure we can't get enough of Latin Night. We got 19 more minutes into the show, and I am enjoying myself immensely because I'm having extraordinary faith in that I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We're going to play a track by Mariah Carey called My All, and the reason why we're playing that, in one of my books I'm writing about a story of two people that are in love in the Blue Rose, and it's a book about 14th, 15th, 16th century, actually 17th and 18th, back in the day, and this young lady has been trapped because she wants to support this gentleman who has a music school. And, of course, the king doesn't like it, so they're thinking about executing her. But she has faith that her cousin, the queen, is going to save her. So the song is called My All, and she gives her all to this man that she loves and admires. And so they got her with the black robes on, and they're thinking about cutting her head off. But she has faith that her cousin is not going to let her get executed. So let's listen to the track called My All, and it's a track that inspired me partially to write The Blue Rose, one of my newest books that's going to be coming out this year.
Sleepless alert to tonight. If it's wrong to
So now think about that. Here you are being locked up in prison. Your cousin is the queen, and all because you want to help this aging great composer, and you want them to give him money before he dies so that he doesn't die in poverty. And so you're locked away and you're in this cell, but you have just extraordinary faith that they're not going to execute you no matter what the king says, because you're the cousin of the queen and you haven't done anything wrong. So when I'm writing, I always pick out something that I really like and I admire, and I get deeply involved into it. And I have extraordinary faith that the story is going to work for me. So a lot of times when you want to get into something, dig deep down into yourself. We're going to play another track by Peter White. It is called The Unforgiven. And, of course, there was a movie with Clint Eastwood that you have to see called The Unforgiven. And it's a heck of a film, and Morgan Freeman is in it. And this girl has been cut up real bad by some cowboys, and they want justice. And just because they work at a saloon as saloon girls doesn't mean they shouldn't get justice. But it's a great film about moral character and about having extraordinary faith, because now Clint Eastwood wants to change his life around. He's met a young lady that really turned his life around. So let's get to The Unforgiven by Peter White. And then we're going to play our new girl, our girl for the night, which is India. So I'm adding a lot of girls to my repertoire. But my favorite girl is Amaryllis Santiago. I love saying that name.
Thank you.
Play the best music in the world. We're going to play a track by India, La India, and I think it's pronounced El Anillo. I'm not sure, but it sounds good to me. And what they're telling me on the board is in 2014, India once again signed with the record label Top Stop Music, also joining the Salsa Giants project with Sergio George. India is set to release her 10th studio album. Man, let's listen to this track. We got 6 more minutes to go, and then I'm going to be out here dancing my little Latin cuckoo off. So let's listen to La India.
Thank you.
get out of here. It is now 2 more minutes to go. My favorite Latin dial is going to take us out of here, Amarillo Santiago, with No Me Do. I guess that's how you say it. But anyway, listen, enjoy life. That's all you have. That's my favorite saying. This has been our Latin night, and we're going to get a chance in a couple of weeks to go to New Orleans, and we're going to play some New Orleans sounds. But next week, my special guest is going to be Mr. Al Brown. He's going to be talking about health for men. So, Amarillo Santiago, take us out of here. Oh, and my maid said to tell you and everybody else, I thought I was your favorite girl, Mr. Dunn. I say you are, baby, you are. Anyway, good night. Have a good Friday. I'm going to go shake my tutu off, and Amarillo Santiago is going to take us out of here.
Callada, soy como una niña dormida que puede despertarse con apenas solo un ruido, cuando menos te lo esperas, cuando menos lo imagino, sé que un día no me aguanto y voy y te miro y te lo digo a los gritos y te ríes y me tomas una loca atrevida, pues no sabes cuánto tiempo en mis sueños se ha vivido, ni sospechas cuando te nombré. Trae la primavera y me enseñe lo que no aprendí de la vida, que brilla más cada día, porque soy tan solo un paso de ganarme la alegría, porque el corazón levanta una tormenta enfurecida desde aquel momento en